This episode is proudly sponsored by my amazing patrons. For the multi-tier, a heartfelt thank you to Ted and C, St. Peaches, Earl B, Christina N, Bunkers, Carlo C, and our newest multi-patron, Ian. In the Tao tier, I extend a massive appreciation to Viren A, Jordan, Roman, Philip, Mona, Luna, Diwatahan, Brizo, and our latest Tao patron, Undead. Thank you all so much for your unwavering support. It truly means a lot to me. To you, my dear listeners, if you would like to support the podcast, please visit patreon.com/tabitabipod. For as little as $2 or $6, you can enjoy early access to episodes, exclusive content, and more. Once again, that's patreon.com/tabitabipod. See you there. Mabuhay and welcome to Spooky Saturday, a segment of the podcast where I tell paranormal stories submitted by our listeners or explore haunted places in the Philippines. I am your host, Ethan. Hi. Another week, another spooky episode. I hope you're all doing fine and you're safe. Thank you so much for making Tabby Tabby Podcast a part of your week. I hope you enjoyed the previous episodes, by the way, about the Aswang stories for the Spooky Saturday. I hope you enjoyed that. I recently uploaded it on our YouTube channel because, yes, we do have a YouTube channel. It's Tabby Tabby Podcast, same name. Thank you so very much to those who followed or subscribed. We are actually on 400 subscribers now, which is really, really fun. I thank you so very much. I also uploaded the Manananggal episode on YouTube as well. I just figured that not everyone has the access to Spotify, so I thought it would be nice to upload it there and archive the episodes there as well. That way others can hear it. Because, you know, it's another platform and a lot of people has access to YouTube. So I assume that maybe that could help reach out other people as well. So yeah, that is it. Now for today's Spooky Saturday, in today's episode, we are going to talk about a gigantic creature who likes to hang around big trees and smoke tobacco. Today, we have four stories about the Capre. Thank you so very much to our intern, Yana, for finding these stories from the r/paranormal subreddit and yourghoststories.com. So, are you ready? If so, settle in, my dear listeners, and let's begin. Our first story came from the subreddit r/paranormal by Reddit user impressive_darkness. Hello, my name is Kent and I was born and raised in the Philippines. The day before I ventured out to a remote area somewhere in the mountains, I lost my job by the end of the August of 2023. This had a significant impact on me, especially since job opportunities are scarce in this region and the hiring rate is at an all-time low. It would take time for me to find another job. As stress and depression overwhelmed me, I decided to escape for a while and planned a hike or camping trip to distract myself from my problems. I quickly packed essentials that would last me 3 to 5 days. This would be my first and probably my last solo camp. September 5, 2023, between 6 to 7 a.m. I arrived at a nearby coffee shop, about 8 kilometers away from the designated campsite, before heading to set up my tent. After finishing a good cup of brewed coffee, I bought some bread and tea bags to sustain me during my stay at the campsite. Around 1 to 3 p.m., upon arriving at my campground, I immediately set up my tent and organized my belongings. I was all alone, with my campsite located near a waterfall where I could bathe in the morning and do some laundry if needed. I gathered sticks, wood, and stones to prepare for a campfire later that night. During my camping trip, I didn't bring my smartphone because I don't own one. Instead, I relied on my MP3 player and some survival kits for camping. September 5, 2023, evening. As night fell, the environment became pitch black and peaceful. I had finished dinner early and the campfire continued to blaze, providing warmth as I read a book to lull myself to sleep. I write these words not as fiction, but as a record of my harrowing experience deep within the heart of a remote mountainous region in the Philippines. This is my first and last solo hike or camp, an account of a night when folklore crossed into a chilling reality of mine. Since childhood, I've heard tales of the Capre, the mysterious tree-dwelling giant of the Philippines. My grandparents, or surely Filipino ancestors, claim it lurks in the dense of forest, hidden from the world's prying eyes. As I sat outside my tent, an unshakable sense of being watched engulfed me. It was a presence that felt neither benign or indifferent, and it was concealed within the shadows. My heart raced, my senses on high alert, as if I was truly alone. In the distance, a faint laughter resonated. An eerie, rumbling chuckle that seemed to reverberate through the very trees. I quickly stood up, grabbed my flashlight, and hastened my pace back to my car, feeling the weight of isolation. The forest seemed to come alive, its ancient trees taking on grotesque forms. And then, I saw it. A giant figure, towering impossibly tall. I, at 5 feet 4 inches, estimated to be around 12 feet tall. Half the height of a palm tree, its emaciated frame blending with the very tree it leaned against. A cigar dangled from its lips, its ember glowing like malevolent eyes, sending shivers down my spine. I couldn't make a sudden move. It was as if the creature was waiting for its prey to make a move before striking. Time seemed to stand still as our gazes met. Panic gripped me as I comprehended the gravity of my intrusion. My survival instinct screamed for me to retreat, but fear rooted me in place. The Capre's laughter grew louder, more menacing. Summoning all my willpower, I managed to break free from the creature's sinister presence and stumbled away deeper into the unforgiving wilderness. Its eerie laughter pursued me through the thick undergrowth, growing fainter as I distanced myself. Back in the safety of my car, I trembled, haunted by the encounter as I drove away from the campsite, leaving some of my belongings there. I hope my experience serves as a word of caution to fellow adventurers who dare to explore or seek relaxation in the remote reaches of the world. I hope that each and every one of you would approach the wilderness, the forest, with utmost caution. For within its depths, ancient terrors may yet stir. As this is only my testimony, it serves as a reminder that sometimes the line between folklore and reality blurs in the most unsettling of ways. This next story was from 5 years ago, posted in the same subreddit r/paranormal by Reddit user Bachman. The time my friend had physical evidence of a Capre and deleted it. So, to explain important elements first, Capre is part of Philippine folklore. It's this giant hairy man-beast who hangs on top of trees chewing tobacco leaves. Basically, it's like an Asian's version of Bigfoot. Balete tree is this thick tree that has vines and roots growing all over the place. It has connections to many paranormal stories and folktales and is more or less a staple when it comes to creepy stories acting as homes and gateways for ghosts and creatures. Now let's move on to the story. Way back in the 5th grade, our school has this tradition where we spend the night in our classrooms and do various bonding activities such as games, storytelling, and whatnot. But the most exciting part of the event was the ghost hunting. And doing this in our school was extra fun since our campus was very old. One particular place we found scary was the baletti tree right in the middle of the school. It was there even before the school was built. So to get a sense of how old our school is that it was relocated right after World War II. And they chose to build around the tree instead of tearing it down. We took a tour of the haunted places around the school and one stop was the baletti tree. Our teacher explained the various mythos connected to it in an effort to creep us out. Before we left, my friend who was carrying around a camera snapped a photo of it. For the rest of the tour and ghost hunting, we noticed that he was silent. He wasn't enjoying as much as we were, and that was not always the case with him. He kept clutching his camera like he was afraid to lose it. We asked him what was wrong, and he said he would show us when we got back into our classrooms. Now, this part of the story, I even have trouble believing what I saw, and even attributed to my wild imagination as a kid. When we reach our classroom, I see a group of them surrounding our friend with a camera, looking shocked and quiet. He eventually showed me, and it was a picture of the baletti tree. It was opening up, and as clear as day, I saw this big, hairy dude with dark brown fur covering his whole body. It was stepping out of the baletti tree with two fangs sticking out of its lower lip. It has long hands reaching even beyond its knees. What freaked us out even more was that it was staring directly into the camera. Eyes red from the camera flash. I immediately told him to show it to our teacher since it could still be out there, and who knows what it would do running free in a school where kids were spending the night. To my frustration, he said no firmly, and deleted the picture because he believed it would just bring more danger and complications if he did anything with a picture. To this day, that image still sticks with me. I kept debating whether or not it was just my imagination playing tricks, or if I really did see something only my ancestors talked about in earnest. More info. Less likely that it was edited since my friend was using a digital camera, and he showed the picture to me on the camera itself, after scrolling through pictures of the events that night. This next story is from Sensei from yourghoststories.com. In the apartment where I used to live, a townhouse apartment, my room was located on the left side of the house. I had one big window and outside there was a large old tree. When you looked outside, most of the view was blocked by the old tree. But I chose that room precisely because of it. I loved the smell of the green leaves and the sound of singing birds in the morning. One night, everything changed into something I never anticipated. I was preparing myself for sleep when I had this sudden urge to close the window. Normally, I preferred to keep it open for the cold, fresh air, but nestled comfortably in my bed, I ignored the feeling and closed my eyes. A few minutes later, as I was just starting to drift off, I heard a strange noise. A sound, like someone clearing their throat. It was distinct, lucid, and creepy. I was instantly alarmed, asking myself, what could that be? A dog? But there are no dogs allowed in the compound, and the sound was too deep. Was it a horse? Who would bring a horse to an apartment? It didn't make sense. Maybe something from the neighbor's place? But What kind of sound would it be? I couldn't make sense of it. The sound sent shivers down my spine and I listened intently, hoping to hear it again. Then, there it was. A short, deep hum, like that of an old, large person. I can't quite describe it, but it was definitely the deep voice of something substantial. And since I was alone in my room, I was stunned. I tried to rationalize it, convincing myself it was nothing. But the third time it happened, it was even more terrifying. The sound was louder and closer to my window. My bed was positioned in the middle of the window, offering a clear view of the big tree and the moon whenever I pleased. In that moment, it felt like a bad idea. Too terrified to look at whatever was making the noise, I covered myself with my blanket, frozen in fear, until I finally fall asleep. The next morning, I told my sister and some friends who were close neighbors about it, eager to know if they had heard anything similar. They all said it was the capre who lived in the big tree. You see, one of my friends, Ryle, had been in the laundry room when she smelled tobacco smoke emanating from the tree. The laundry room, an open area at the back of every apartment, allowed tenants to dry their clothes away from direct sunlight, and it provided a clear view of the tree. She wondered who would be lighting tobacco at that time of night before she remembered the big tree. Because of that, because of the story about the capre, she promptly left the room. Since that night, I made sure to keep my windows closed before it got dark. A few months later, the big old tree was cut down. I still don't know if I truly believe in the capre, but the voice I heard that night scared me to my core. This last story was based on a personal experience by the author, which is nicknamed Franz Trix. The story was originally written in Filipino and has been translated from the Steemit website. It was summer and my siblings and I went to stay at my aunt's house, as we usually did during the summer. If we weren't visiting our relatives in the province, our parents preferred us to stay with our aunt in Quezon City. Beside my aunt's house was a huge tree that grew so close to the house. Every time we visited that house, we always stayed in the room beside the huge tree. The tree was so big that you couldn't see the whole view of the surroundings. Beside the tree was a spacious playground where my siblings, cousins, and I played. One night, I was preparing to sleep alone because I felt sleepy, while my siblings were still watching movies with our cousins. Both my aunt and uncle had not yet arrived from a party during that time, and the housemaid was staying in her room too. I started lying down and didn't notice that the window was still open because it was covered with a curtain. Suddenly, I heard a sound. A loud sound like something was falling from above. I was surprised, but I didn't feel frightened because I could still hear the voices of my siblings laughing. Then I noticed that the window was not closed, so I decided to close it. Suddenly, I felt fear. So I just called the maid and she closed the window for me. After the maid closed the window, we heard a puffing sound, like somebody was blowing a cigarette. We just looked at each other and didn't comment on it, and the maid went back to her room. When I started to fall asleep, I heard a creepy voice. The voice of a man saying, I started to feel fear when I heard something like knocking on the window. You see, our room was on the second floor, so who was knocking at the window? All the lights were turned off inside the room. Even though the windows was covered with a curtain, I could see the shadow of any object that passed by, especially when there was a light outside or when the moon was bright. The noise was getting louder, and I finally decided to get out of bed. At that moment, I saw a huge hand passing by the window. I was very sure that it was a hand with furry arms. That huge hand was the one knocking on the window. I didn't know what to do at that time. I was so scared, I wanted to shout, but I couldn't. I just stood there, still and stunned. The last thing I remembered was fainting, and I didn't know what happened next. When I woke up, it was already morning, and everyone was watching over me, waiting for me to wake up. I had a high fever, maybe because of what happened, and then I told them about what happened, what I saw. And it turns out, my aunt already knew about the Capre, but she kept it to herself because her kids, my cousins, were also scared like me. But after what I said, she had no choice but to tell them the truth. Because of that incident, my aunt decided to find a new place for her family, because my cousins were also scared that they might experience the same thing I had. And that is it for today's Spooky Saturday. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed listening to today's stories. If you have your own paranormal encounters that you would like to share or any haunted places you want me to tackle, please email us at officialtabitabipod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or if you want to help support the podcast, please head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod, and for as little as $2 or $6, you can gain early access, listen to Patreon exclusive content, and more. Or you can always give me a tip on GCash. Info will be posted in the description. Thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. This has been Ethan. Join me next time when I share more creepy stories. Bye-bye!